I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 5:09, 87 degrees, as we wait for the summit between Vladimir Putin and President Donald Trump to end and come out and make a public statement. So we will break to that if that does happen during the segment. But it is Friday, and with all Fridays, it's time for Do I Have a Case with attorney Keith Figured of the Figured Law Group. Keith, thanks for joining the Rob O'Donnell Show this week.
How you doing, Rob? Pleasure to be here. Pleasure to be before the listeners.
I do apologize again if they come to make statements, President Trump and Vladimir Putin. We are going to have to break to that. But we will try and get as much in as we can. It looks like their meeting is going on for an hour and 40 minutes now, so we'll see what happens with that meeting.
No problem.
I appreciate it. With the first question here, my municipality has a hotline for potholes. After my vehicle received damage from an area pothole, I asked for access to the logs to see if the pothole responsible had ever been reported and was told no such logs exist. I find it hard to believe that there's no record of these calls. What can I do?
So there was actually a question on this, I don't know, a few weeks ago, similar. And if the callers remember, with these types of claims, establishing prior notice is critical for potential liability claims, specifically with municipalities in Pennsylvania, which are generally protected by governmental immunity under the Political Subdivision Tort Claims Act. And there's only limited exceptions in cases where negligence and prior knowledge, hence the importance of establishing the prior notice as being critical, and that notice has to put the municipality or other government entity on notice of a dangerous condition. The absence of accessible logs doesn't necessarily mean no records exist. They may be maintained internally or subject to Pennsylvania's public records laws. So the first thing would be that the individual would want to file a right to know law request. Pennsylvania's right to know law grants public access to municipal records, including pothole reports, call logs, or maintenance records. So the individual could submit a formal right to know law request to the municipality's open records office. Now, in terms of the request, they would want to specify the records sought, such as the call logs, emails, or complaints related to the pothole at the exact location, street address, or intersection for a defined period 1 year prior to the incident, and then maintenance or inspection reports for the road in question and work orders or repair records for the pothole. Now, under the standard request, under the right to know law request, that form is available on the Pennsylvania Office of Open Records website, which is openrecords.pa.gov. Requests can be submitted via email, mail, or in person, and municipalities must respond within 5 days, though exceptions are common. And then fees may apply for copying or redaction, but simple requests may be free. If they are denied, they can appeal to the Pennsylvania Office of Open Records within 15 business days. The other thing they could do is contact municipality departments, reach out to the municipality, public works, or street department, which typically manages the pothole reports and road maintenance, inquire about their record-keeping practices, whether hotline calls, including whether they use systems like 311 or proprietary software to log complaints, and then they can also ask specifically the retention policy for call logs or audio recordings, as Pennsylvania municipalities are required to follow retention schedules under the Municipal Records Act. For example, maintenance logs are often retained for at least, I believe, 1 to 3 years. And then, of course, you know, there's a number of things. If the pothole is on a state road, they have that number route, PA-611, so they can contact or do a right to know request for that. Now, if you're filing a claim, because this is a claim against a municipality, Pennsylvania municipalities require written notice of a claim for damages within 6 months of the incident. So it's a lot quicker statute of limitations, and you got to move on fairly quickly, which means if a situation like this arises, you want to see counsel as soon as possible. But in order to submit that formal notice to the municipality, it has to be submitted to the clerk or solicitor, including the date and time and exact location of the incident, the description of the pothole and resulting vehicle damage, and a supporting.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Evidence, which of course you would want to take pictures immediately at the time if anything did happen of the pothole and the damage to the vehicle. The only potential, I mean, there's a lot more I could probably get into here, but I think the biggest thing that comes down to is that if the municipality claims no logs exist, they might have a short retention period or informal logging practice. Now, again, I don't know if that complies with the Retention Records Act, but the bottom line is if something like this happens, you're probably best off. And one other thing just to cover, I'm recalling from the last question, is I believe the damages are limited to injury. I don't think that you would have much, if any, recovery. If anything, I think it only covers your deductible as far as the damage may be concerned to the vehicle. So it would be specific, but limit it in recovery to physical injuries. So bottom line is reach out to an attorney and they would best be able to direct you and determine the best way to proceed.
All right. In-depth answer there as always. Next question. My employer cut my hours after I asked about overtime pay. Could that be retaliation?
So under the Fair Labor Standards Act, that's a federal law applicable in PA, where employers are prohibited from retaliating against employees for engaging in protected activities related to wage and hour rights, including inquiries about overtime pay. So protected activities encompass making oral or written complaints, such as asking an employer about overtime eligibility or compensation, even if the complaint is internal and informal. So retaliation under the FLSA, the Fair Labor Standards Act, is broadly defined and includes any adverse employment action, such as reducing an employee's hours, demoting them, or otherwise discriminating against them in response to such inquiries. Now, although, and I'm assuming, because if you were in a union, this would probably even be an issue. So I'm assuming the individual is an at-will employee. So that being said, although the individual is, or assuming he's an at-will employee, which generally allows termination or modification of employment terms for any non-illegal reason, retaliation for asserting rights under the FLSA constitute an exception to that at-will doctrine. So Pennsylvania state laws, including the Pennsylvania Minimum Wage Act, provide similar protections against retaliation for certain wage-related activities, such as testifying in proceedings through federal law, often offers broader safeguards. So that's it. Bottom line is if you have several avenues for recourse, the first is you may file a complaint with the U.S. Department of Labor's Wage and Hour Division, which specifically investigates FLSA violations, including retaliation claims. Complaints can be submitted confidentiality and remedies may include pay for lost wages due to reduced hours, reinstatement of hours, and liquidated damages. Alternatively, you can pursue a private lawsuit under the FLSA, potentially within, I believe the statute of limitation is 2 years, and if it's willful, I think it might extend it to 3, but I'm not positive. In Pennsylvania, you may also contact the Pennsylvania Department of Labor and Industry for guidance. I believe in terms of potential other avenues of recourse, you can probably file with the PHRC or the EEOC, of which both of those have websites. And the way they work is it's the same 6-month statute of limitations, where a lot of times you have to put these companies on notice, and you go on and actually fill in or submit a complaint, and then an investigator would be appointed, and then they would come in, investigate it, try to solve the problem between the employee and the employer, and then if it isn't solved, that investigator would issue what's called a right to sue letter. So technically you can't even sue until you get that letter, but then that's something once you get that letter you would want to take to an attorney, and that usually ends up in federal court. So, but the bottom line is if you do have an issue involving this type of matter, you would want to reach out to an attorney, maybe particularly someone in wage wage and hour law, which you would Google specifically. You would want somebody specialized in something like this. It's a very specialized area. The other claims, not so much, you know, the straight retaliation, but the specific wage and hour claims would be something that you would need to look for a specialist.
All right, Keith. Two in-depth answers there. We'll leave our third question for next week on a version of Do I Have a Case? Because we're running out of time here. If anyone has a question for you that they don't want public and they want to go offline, how can they contact you?
They can contact me directly by my phone, which goes directly to me at 570-954-9299. They could send me an email at keith@figuredlaw.com, and they could send inquiries to my website at figuredlaw.com.
All right. And if you want a question featured on a segment of Do I Have a Case, you can email me here at the station at rob.odonnell@odyssey.com. And we will feature one of those questions on a future segment of Do I Have a Case with Attorney Keith Figured. Keith, thanks for joining the Rob O'Donnell Show this week, and you have a great weekend.
Always a pleasure, and I hope you and the listeners have a great weekend as well, Rob.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.